Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and glad to be on the line here with you tonight. I've also got Brandy Shinoto, who's our newest Black Diamond, Hale Pascua, who is a new Diamond, Tracy Fujikani, and Jaslyn Adrick, also new Diamonds, part of our Hawaii team that's growing so fast, and they're going to be the leaders of tonight's call. I'm just going to be the facilitator. We're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing and how they're growing their business so successfully, not only in Hawaii, but all across the country. But before we do that, I want to make a couple of important announcements. First and foremost, Dave Sandoval and I are going to be traveling. We're going to be in Florida here this week. Dave's going to be in Clearwater, Florida on Thursday night, and in Palm Harbor, Florida, just north of Clearwater on Friday night. I'm going to be in Delray Beach on Thursday night. And Dave and I are going to meet up for a Super Saturday in Ocala Saturday afternoon in the center of the state. Not only going to do a business opportunity presentation, but also a training as well, product training, business training. So if you are in Florida, certainly have an opportunity to meet the owner and founder. If you're not in Florida, but you know people in Florida, you know, they have an opportunity as well to meet Dave or meet me, and you know, we'll do our best to show them a good time, give them the information they need to learn about Purium. And so it's an opportunity to grow your business, and you want to take advantage of that. In addition, Dave's got some retreat dates as well as openings in August. There are two different retreats that are happening, one August 8th through the 11th, another August 15th through the 18th. So the people that have been on these retreats have really, really enjoyed themselves. And we're going to be announcing one other person who's going to be joining them here in just a moment, the winner of Transformation Challenge number 17. And actually, it's the first person we've ever announced who's from Hawaii. So we've got a winner here, and her name is Nicole Nakamura. And want to congratulate Nicole, and she wins an all-expenses-paid trip for two to Dave Sandoval's retreat. Nicole, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Well, tell us a little bit about
Nicole.
Oh, my gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. Thank you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, tell us a little bit about your transformation.
Wow. Well, Brandy introduced me to Purium, and it was just a totally amazing concept. I immediately jumped on the opportunity because, and it was all about the greens and organic and getting myself healthier and resetting my metabolism. So I was on fire and stoked to get my pack, and I started it on a Monday. And I have to be honest, it was one of the greatest things, the best 10 days of my life, besides obviously getting married to my husband and having my daughters. But it was just so amazing because the energy that I had, it got me back to the gym. It's a place I haven't been in well over 2.5 years. And it really kept me on fire and wanting, you know, me to just stay healthy and stay fit and trim. And I'm just so excited and so thankful for Purium and the products that they have, and to be able to share it with others and get other moms and other families healthy as well.
Nice. Excellent, excellent. And tell us how much weight you lost and you know, anything else about your transformation experience that you think is important for people to know.
Well, I lost just over 9 pounds.
Nice.
And actually, I had been working with a trainer for just once a week to kind of help me, you know, do the exercise right. And he discovered that, and this was at the tail end of my transformation, that just within 1 week's time, I lost 3 pounds and actually gained 5.5 pounds of muscle. And he said that was pretty amazing. So that, again, has just added fuel to my fire to keep this up. I've been maintaining every day since with love.
Now, Firminos. That's a great tribute to ask Firminos as well.
Yeah, and my trainer was just shocked, too. He's like, wow, what are you doing? So, you know, again, just having opportunities to share this with others is just totally amazing. And
fantastic.
Thank you, folks, again, for this opportunity. I'm so excited.
Well, excellent. Well, congratulations. Losing weight, losing fat, building muscle, getting back into the gym, having lots of energy. It sounds like a fantastic, fantastic transformation. You said it was 10 of the best days of your life, and you're going to have an opportunity to be on Dave Sandoval's retreat and have another 4 fantastic days in your life. So, Dave, you want to share just a little bit about what Nicole and her guests will have in store for them at the Native Springs Oasis?
Well, first, of course, Nicole, congratulations, and you know, we're gonna fly you. We're gonna fly you over because we don't have any trains that come from Hawaii, so we're gonna fly you over and down to you in LA. If we have time, we'll swing you by the corporate offices, let you meet some people. If not, we'll bring you straight up to the Oasis, where you'll have a beautiful private room with a private bathroom. You'll get to have unlimited use of our infrared sauna. You'll have complimentary massage, instruction, you know, as well, and exercise and nutrition. You'll eat delicious food, go on incredible outings to the hot springs, giant sequoias, out on the Lake Isabella, you know, go around there and just see some beautiful high desert, you know, wonders. And more importantly, have a great time meeting other people who have similar goals and have had similar results as you. Looking forward to it, looking forward to having you and your guests there, and you know, I assume you're going to bring your husband or one of your kids, or maybe, but you're both going to have.
Well, thank you again, this really is such an amazing thing. I've never won anything in my life, so this is fantastic. Thank you so much.
Nice, well, congratulations, and appreciate you doing the transformation and importantly sharing it with other people. So if you could hit *6 or mute, that'll keep the lines clear. And the person who introduced Nicole to the 10-day transformation and to Purium is our newest Black Diamond. Her name is Brandy Shinoto. And Brandy, are you on the line?
Hey, Dave. Congratulations, Leah. Thank you, Brandy. I'm so stoked. Awesome.
Well, good, good, good. Well, that's a great way to start off the call, huh, Brandy?
That was awesome. Oh, love to hear it. I mean, Mahea is a perfect example of, you know, like the forerunners of our Million Mom mission. And I just love hearing her talk because she has a true passion for health and wellness and for helping others. So I look forward to helping her build her business. It's going to be amazing.
Well, nice. Well, you have a real knack for identifying great people and planting seeds and watching them grow. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your philosophy for identifying people and what you have to do to put into your business.
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me that question. They say, they tell me, Brandy, I want to be where you are. You know, a lot of people say that. I want to be where you are. And I explain to them that I am where I am right now because I wanted to be here 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago. You know, even if I never knew that I was going to be here right now, and I continue to want to be, you know, progressive in my business, but 10 years ago, I never heard of Purium. I never even knew I was going to be here right now. But what I did know 10 years ago was why I was going to be in business for myself. And 10 years ago, I knew I had a passion for health and wellness. So 10 years ago, I started already putting the pieces in place for me to be able to have my own business and also have, you know, some knowledge in the field of health and wellness where I could be helping people. And I always kept that goal in mind. So what I encourage to everybody on the line is you keep your goal in mind and you continue to take steps towards those goals. A lot of times people think, hey, I do something today and I want to see the results of it tomorrow. Well, guess what? If you plant a seed in the ground today, are you going to expect to see that tree and growing tomorrow? No. So it's the same thing here, but something else that I want to put into it is, how many of us have planted a seed and then never went back to that seed and expected to see it there a year from now, right? So that's the whole concept, too, with business is that, or with just reaching your goals in general, is that you're going to plant that seed, and then you have to have faith that it will happen, that the seed is going to grow, and that faith will move you to continue to water it. Even if you don't see it growing, continue to water it. even when it's just a sprout, continue to go back and work on that goal. Work your way to get there. And that's what I did. I did it 10 years ago. I did it from when I was a teenager, and I knew that I wanted to have my own business. And everyone on the line right now, you know, you're in this amazing position with this company where we're at the perfect timing to bring this amazing product line. And when I say amazing, I'm not saying amazing like every other product line out there. We literally have a whole food, green, organic, I mean, purest of purest product lines to bring to the nation. And it's up to us to make it happen, but we have an amazing opportunity to be the forerunners in this movement. And it's not going to take us just saying, yeah, yeah, I'm excited, and the next week kind of forgetting what we're doing. It takes that commitment. So the first time frame that I ask everybody for is a one-year commitment. And I tell you, if you don't have that one-year commitment, if you have people coming on and you don't ask them for that commitment, they will stop right before the magic hit. And that's why I'm so proud, Dave, with my team, is my team, they've stuck it out. And I've been with my team for years already. And look at where it has brought us in this moment in time right now. So I encourage everyone to keep pushing towards your dreams, remembering why you started this business, remembering what you wanted for yourself, for your family, remembering that there were wishes that you wanted to accomplish. There have been things that your dreams and goals that you wanted to get to, but you haven't been able to because of financial limitation. Remember that. And now as you see the check starts to grow, continue to put in the work because you can get to where you want to be.
Well, that's fantastic. It sounds like you just gave us our Fast Start training. I mean, having that commitment and, you know, watering the seeds and having the passion and continuing with that passion and understanding why you're in business. I mean, you covered a lot of really fantastic ground. And you know, I love what you've done with the relationships that you've had over years and years and years, and continue to build them based on entrepreneurship and based on wellness and things that you're passionate about. And so we have the good fortune of inviting three of the people that have helped you to build your business and folks that are close to you and are doing fantastic things in and of their own right. And so if it's okay, Brandy, I'm just going to go ahead and introduce one of your three diamonds, Tracy Fujikane, and she's certainly a professional person, loves to work with professionals, and has taken your good counseling and coaching and, you know, done her own thing with it. And I think that's one of the things that's so unique is that each of the three people that will be on the call here all have their own personalities, all have their own game plan, all have their own passion, and are carrying it out in a really profound way. So, Tracy, are you on the line?
I'm Dave.
All right, excellent. Well, thanks so much for being on. And why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself?
Well, I would probably say first and foremost that, you know, people know me as a business person. That's kind of where I come from. I'm not a chronic network marketer by any means, but I've been in a lot of professional environments and corporations helping companies start up. And so when I look at businesses and I look at opportunities, I really look at it from that kind of standpoint. So that's the perspective that I come at it from.
Nice. So when you talk to somebody, who's a professional, you know, how do you approach them? How do you identify good prospects? And what do you say to them that, you know, either interests them or maybe handle some objections that you commonly come across when you talk to business-oriented, opportunity-oriented professional people?
Well, for sure, for a professional, the number one thing that is going to be of concern to them is going to be their time. And that's one of the things that I love about what we have with Purium is that you kind of have a back-end assistant built right in. So definitely having that support that comes directly from the company, that you're not there doing it all by yourself, that I don't have to handhold my customers every single step of the way, because they are getting, you know, emails and texts and other things that, and marketing from the company under my name that I don't have to really be hands-on for. So that part is really exciting. And of course, one of the most, you know, the thing that really catches a lot of professionals' attention is really the gift card marketing system is brilliant. you know. And so as a business person who's able to, you know, assess and look at an opportunity and see, okay, you know, one of the most important components is creating that residual income, you know, so we don't have to trade our hours for dollars in the long run, you know, want to make sure that our time really counts for something, not just for today, but something that we're building for the future. So when you combine all of these different things along with something that is not to be understated in any way is that, you know, we have a unique opportunity in that we are partnered up directly with the manufacturer, been in business for over 20 years. We're with a well-established, well-backed company that is very stable, and yet the opportunity that we have right now is very fresh and new. Gift card marketing is new, the 10-day transformation is new, and so we really have an opportunity to be at the forefront of this movement, and that's something that's really important to a business person is you always want to be first if you can be first. And so that's our timing is there. The time investment that they're working towards something that's residual in the end. And something that's kind of interesting too is that, you know, when we're looking at building organizations, you know, again, from a business perspective, you know, it's not looking at, okay, who can I get, and who am I going to enroll, but it's who am I going to enroll and who has a database that I can help them tap. It's taking it that extra step forward and saying, you know, it's not my Rolodex, it's, you know, who do I have that has a network that we can tap into as well and how far we can carry it from there. And so that's, you know, looking at it again from really a business perspective, really operating in a way that carries that forward and really helping people tap their databases and their people's databases, and not just who do you know? Who do you know?
Well,
who knows other people?
Well, the thing that's so powerful to me, and I love listening to good communicators. As a marketer, communication is really our language of connecting with people. And, you know, you talked about time. You talked about a system. You talked about timing. You talked about being first to market. You talked about, you know, leveraging other, you know, the company's resources. You talk about stability of the company. You talk about, you know, a new company. So all of that language, as a business person myself, when I hear you talk, I'm saying, wow, Tracy speaks my language, and so therefore I'm going to trust her, I'm going to listen to her, and I'm going to pay attention to what she has to say. I think that's so important when you're, you know, thinking about who do I go and talk to is, you know, what language do I speak and how can I connect with people? And there's no question that you, you know, you connect with business people in the way that you communicate, and you know, there's no wonder that you're having such great success. You know, you talked a lot about time, and you talked a lot about the importance of saving time, and the other word you used at the end was network, and, you know, tapping into people's network. You know, I think that's a great segue into, you know, people understanding network marketing is to understand networking, and obviously from as a business person, Tracy, you know, the concept of networking is very familiar and very comfortable. Talk a little bit, if you could, about, you know, networking, not just network marketing, and database and how you explain to professionals that that's what we're really doing here.
It's funny that you say that, David, because, of course, everyone kind of, you know, network marketing as a term, kind of maybe some people shy away from that or maybe have burned by that. And yet when you break it down to what is actually happening, we do network marketing all day long. All of us do, you know. And so it's a natural part of how we operate in terms of, you know, talking to people about what works for me and this is a great product and, you know, just providing value to our own groups. And so when you talk about networking in particular, you know, with business people, you know, a lot of times we're spending our time at these events, at networking events for business networkers and different organizations. And so it's just a matter of really figuring out, you know, these groups of people who can benefit from our message, from our products, from our movement, or from our business proposition, because it's really a whole package that we have to present. So it's funny that you say, you know, when I talk to business people or who I talk to and when, because really we have the tools to be able to talk to literally anybody. It's funny, I tell this story that, you know, yes, I do talk to people in business because those are the people I network with naturally, and I can help them see in their networks, you know, how they can provide value to them. But yet, you know, I can also feel very comfortable being in the supermarket with a gift card and being able to say to anybody in the produce section, hey, are you juicing too? You know, and whether they say yes or no, because, you know, again, this is something that people are interested in right now, then it's easy to have a conversation. So it's always about figuring out, like you said, what's the language of the person I want to approach? What do they care about? Do they care about, would they love to make an extra couple hundred dollars a month? Would they love to replace their income and have this be their full-time job? Is it someone who really wants to be more part of the Million Mom movement, who cares about, you know, leveraging this for their family and bringing nutrition and health to their whole family? So we have everything that we need to talk to really anybody, but it's just figuring out, like you said, what language do I need to speak to with this person? So when I talk to business people, I know they will see the opportunity with what we have, because we have so much to leverage and so many tools.
Great.
And opportunity for them.
Well, fantastic. Well, thanks so much for sharing you know, those important concepts with everybody here tonight, and congratulations on hitting Diamond your very first month in the business. And somebody else who made it to Diamond her very first month, and Tracy talked a little bit about the Million Mom movement, and one of the people at the forefront of the Million Mom movement is a mom herself. Her name is Jaslyn Adrick, and Jaslyn, are you on the line?
Hey, David.
Hi. Well, thanks so much for being on the call. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your family and a little bit about your business, and we can then talk a little bit about your business.
Okay, sounds good. Well, as a wife and a mother of five boys, the Million Mom mission to me is about making your house a healthy home, and yes, making healthy a cool thing now. And, you know, as parents, it's ultimately our responsibility as far as what our children are consuming. And we as parents, we're, you know, are given a gift of life. And they are left in our hands to provide, you know, the best of what life can provide. How can that be if we feel, you know, if what we're eating makes us feel like crap, or what we feed, you know, our children or others, crappy food? And how would that make you feel, you know, that we're contributing to an illness that develops by what we eat? So, you know, Purium has definitely opened my eyes to be more aware and to make more educated decisions about nutrition, and being able to pass that down to other families and other moms.
Well, you know, I think that's really important, Jaslyn, that it's not just about the products that we have in our containers with our labels on it, that it's a lifestyle, and that lifestyle makes you more aware and hopefully motivates you to educate yourself and then have the desire to educate others in the community about the harm of processed food and junk food. And so tell us a little bit about maybe one or two specific experiences that either have affected your family or somebody else on your team. I mean, what percentage of your team are moms?
Percentage-wise, majority of them are all moms. I maybe have two or three men, but they also are family. They have families. So, let's say, 99% and maybe 1% of men, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean,
it's all family.
Yeah, you got a couple hundred people on your team, so if you got three men, you know, and 100-something women, and all of them are moms, that's fantastic. So, you know, tell us about one or two experiences, and then I got one other question for you.
Okay. Well, like I said, you know, it definitely has been a positive effect on our family. I feel that, you know, with having two children that have major food allergies from when they were babies, I've always been looking, you know, in search for solutions to, you know, the problems that they're dealing with every day. And, you know, you could bring your kids to the doctors and, you know, they give you antibiotics and this and that, and it's just a temporary fix. And I wanted to find the answer to, you know, their problems. And, you know, I spent a lot of money on naturopathic doctors, knowing that, you know, it has to be an alternative way that in order to heal them. And, you know, it's hard to watch your children suffer, you know, and not knowing what to do. And when Purium came into my life, just what, maybe now 8 weeks ago, it definitely opened up my eyes, and you know, I feel that I found, you know, the solution. And you know, we always hear about how, oh, you have to boost your immune system, but really, in order to get to the problem, you have to fix the digestive system, and it all, you know, digestion is about what we eat. So
nice.
Now that, you know, they're taking the Purium products, they love the love, and it makes me feel good that they're putting proper nutrition, I'm putting proper nutrition into them. It makes me feel good. And you know what? My son's skin is getting better, and my kids haven't gotten sick yet, and usually someone is sick every month, but, you know, it's been good. So I love it. I love it,
okay,
and I love that I can be able to share that with others.
Well, I'm glad that that's happened for your son and for your family. One quick last question. So how do you do your business? You know, do you gather women together? Do you have healthy happy hours? What's your method of operation for sharing the Million Mom Movement?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I believe that in order to connect with people, it has to be on a one-on-one basis. It has to be, you know, with the healthy happy hours where you're gathering with other people, you know, in one place and being able to share that mission. And I believe that that mission is so important. It's what the company believes in. It gives you clarity. It gives you focus. It gives you a target to go after. And, you know, when I'm doing these healthy happy hours, you know, it's majority of them are women. But there are men there also, because the men want to be a part of it also. And so I just say, think of how the mission can relate to you and or the people you know of. And when you can define for yourself what that mission means to you, it will do three things to you. And those three things, remember these three Fs, it's going to fire you up. It's going to help you to stay focused and never give up. And then you'll become fearless. Because we all have an important role, an important message, being a part of this Million Mom movement. And with this type of knowledge that we have, you know, use it and take all-out massive action. Because how dare we let an opportunity pass us by without sharing it with someone? Because you never know whose life you can impact physically and financially. And, you know, we just have to remember that we don't have to worry about what we say, it's about how you make, you know, people feel about what you're saying. And so to leave everyone with this thought is, we all have the knowledge, and it's powerful. Purium is powerful, but the knowledge is potential power. Until you take all-out massive action, will you then see results? So I say, continue to help enough people get what they want, and in return, you will be rewarded greatly. So go out, connect with people, and do those healthy happy hours, because it will make a difference in your business.
Nice. Well, you got me fired up and focused, and I'm feeling fearless. And thanks for sharing all that, Jaslyn, and appreciate it a lot. And, you know, one of the people who's, you know, fired up and fearless and focused and willing to invest in his business, he's just back from his first trip to Alaska, is Brandy's brother, Halle. Halle, are you on the line?
I am on the line. Hey, Dave.
Hey, well, welcome back. Well, you know, I'm very, very, very impressed that you were willing to fly from Hawaii to Alaska, and tell us a little bit about why you chose to invest in making that trip.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Yeah, Alaska was great. It was a little colder than for a Hawaii guy like me. But you know, I love what we do, because what we do is we help people, right? And you know, this is a business, a people business, and it's really about not just a dollar investment in our business, but it's a time investment and a people investment. So you know, taking the time to support our team, our people, our customers in exactly the way that they need to be supported. And you know, when I open my back office every morning, I just see tons and tons of action that's happening in Alaska, and I'm all the way here in Hawaii, and you know, I wanna meet these people. I wanna know who these people are. I wanna know who these I want to know their friends, their people, and who they're sharing with, and seeing all these transformations in action. So I knew for our team up there that's just getting started and just getting some personal momentum going, I knew that investing that time in them, it was only 2 days. I was there for 48 hours, and if you ask Kovehi, the first thing I did when I got there at 7 o'clock in the morning, she said, oh, you know, do you want to go and see some, see some of the mountains or go, sightseeing? I said, no, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you grow your business. Put me in front of everyone that you know. Introduce me to all of your people. I want to see all of the people who are losing weight. I want to see everyone who's excited about sharing Purium, and I just want to talk to all of them, meet them, and start building relationships with them. And, that investment that I made in those 2 days, getting in front of everyone and doing healthy happy hours and just getting to know our people and knowing, why they're on their health journey, why they're on their financial journey, what is it that motivates them, connecting with them that way, that really is, it's almost priceless, that kind of investment that you can put into your business. Because I know already the fire and the personal momentum that we got going there is just going to, there's a spark going and it's just going to catch on fire. So definitely a great, great investment.
Well, nice. Well, you should know a thing or two about investments. I know you've got an accounting and a numbers background. Why don't you share a little bit about the concept of leverage? You've invested a lot of time. You've invested a little bit of money, a lot of money, to fly out to Alaska. Tell everybody who don't really understand the concept of leverage why it's so important to invest that time and effort up front and what you expect for it to pay off in the back end.
Well, definitely, Brandy always teases me because, she always calls me the numbers guy, and I'm super analytical, it just comes as a habit, being in finance and accounting. But what I like to think of is, treating my business as a business and, looking at where I am in the morning. So every morning I wake up, I'm looking, at our back office, and I'm looking at, all of the people I have. And already at the beginning of the month, I know who it is that I want to help, or who it is that wants to be helped, wants to start to grow, wants to start to build their business. And I have that list, and I'm looking at their business every morning, as well as my own business, and I'm helping them set their goal as far as what they want to be doing for the month, and we're building towards that for the rest of the month. So every week we're looking at our business, we're looking at what we need to be doing and taking those action, those income producing steps to get there, and teaching that to all of our people. And once I start doing that with my team and teaching them to do that with their team, it really builds this culture where everybody knows where they are in the beginning of the month, in the beginning of the day, and everyone knows what their goal is for the end of the month. And it's just building towards that goal and keeping our focus there.
Nice. Well, and the other thing that you do such a great job with is then when people hit a goal, no matter how small of a goal, you do a fantastic job of recognizing people. Why don't you share with everybody, some of the activities or achievements that you recognize either on Facebook or by phone call or email? What are some of the things that somebody has to do in your group that you make a recognition?
That's such a good point, because recognition is a big, big thing with both Randy and I. We love to recognize everything. Anytime that you made a three-way call, we recognize you and we say, great three-way call. Every time that you hold a healthy happy hour, it's a great healthy happy hour. We recognize that. And as you start progressing and rank advancing within the compensation plan, we're going from consultant, from director, to executive, to diamond. All of those ranks are recognized, and everyone, either it's a Facebook message, it's an email, I make sure that I personally call everyone, who's rank advancing. And then on the other end as well, it's also recognizing our leaders for helping their people to rank advance as well, because that's a big part of the recognition process as well. My favorite is recognizing checks. So every time somebody makes a check, and every time someone helps someone make a check, I love celebrating that and telling people, great job. you know, on building your business and helping others get paid, because that's what it's about. It's helping, you know, helping our people get paid, helping our people get healthy.
Well, fantastic. Well, I want to recognize you, Holly, for making it to Diamond your very first full month in the business. And, you know, you are a fun person to work with and a charismatic guy. And, yeah, one of the most fun finance and accounting guys I've ever met. And it's a pleasure listening to you and knowing, you know, what you do for your team. And, Dave, it's got to be a pleasure for you to listen in and hear a little bit about, you know, the different personalities that we've got on this team and all throughout, you know, your company. You know, you started with an idea and a vision and, you know, some products, and look at all the people it's attracted. So I'm sure you've got a couple of thoughts here to wrap up the call. Dave, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Are you there, David?
I am. I can hear you.
Yeah, let me... Give me one moment to get around the corner here. I was so interested in listening to these guys. I wasn't sure if I was going to get a chance to talk, but I want to, first of all, it's so amazing. Just the lessons that they're sharing are the basic lessons of, you know, of entrepreneurism. And what I want to do from our part is I just want to support them. I want to give them the tools. The second speaker spoke about having tools, and if you have a tool, you have to know how to use it. So we could give somebody who's not a carpenter a tool, and it's definitely going to improve the rate at which they get a job done. You know, you give somebody an electric drill versus a hand, you know, a screwdriver, and they're definitely going to get the job done faster. And we're trying to create electric drill type of efficiency for our members. And what I'm talking about is what I think is magic for any marketing, but network marketing especially. And it's sort of a 1-2-3 thing that makes this work right now, and I've never seen anybody take advantage of it the way that this group has begun to take advantage of it, and how our organization across the board has begun to learn to use these tools. And so if you take an electric drill and you don't push the button, you just use the thing and you turn it like a regular drill, that's not a very good use of an electric drill. But if you learn to use it properly, it's amazing. So here's the electric drill thing that I'm talking about. First of all, you do a transformation. You become a product of the product. Within 7 to 8 days, you are having amazing results that people are talking about and they're asking you about, which means that within 7 to 10 days, you're not asking, can I talk to anybody about these products? You're asking, how do I not talk to people about these products? Because they're asking me how I've done what I've done. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to create your own momentum through your own experience in less than 10 days. And once that 7 to 10 day type of gestation period has taken place, you're already in momentum because you've had results, you're excited about the results, other people are excited about your results, and you're probably bringing people into the business within your first 10 days that also want to do a transformation. Now, if they have similar results, and they will, by the time 30 days have passed, you're already 3 generations into your lineage, and that's amazing. And I think that because of the power of the 10-day transformation, not a 30, 60, 90-day transformation, because of the power of a 10-day transformation, this is perfectly built for today's, no offense to anybody, but today's short attention span. 10 days is actually a long time in today's world. And 60 days is forever. So if we create 10-day results and we create 3 turns, 4 turns in only 30 days, this creates momentum, this creates excitement, this creates fireworks, and everybody loves fireworks. And so when you add a gift card, you have the ability to take a professional, now jumping to the professional level. Professionals love the fact that they can reward their top 40, 50, 80, 100 most loyal customers, they can reward them with a gift card that stimulates them to become an even better customer because they now not only are buying the services of the doctor, but also the products that they recommend. And so we have tools. We have tools upon tools. And David and I are in the middle of creating even more amazing dynamic tools. But regardless of how many tools we have, the most important part of this puzzle is you. And that's been illustrated time and time tonight that it's the people
talking to people as, you know, as people that gets the job done. The Million Mom Movement is people talking to people as people saying, you know what, there's something wrong in the world and we're going to pay attention to it right now. We're going to do something about it right now. We're going to become part of the change that we seek in the world right now. So thank you, David. Thank you, Brandy. Thank all of you who are on Brandy's team, because there's so many of you. There's too numerous to mention. But also the groups in Florida, the groups in New York, the groups starting up in Canada, Alaska, the groups starting up in California and South Carolina and North Florida. You see, this is really, really taking root, and this movement is growing. So a shining example is the YA group. A shining example is Ian's group. A shining example are, you know, so many of our folks down in Florida, but there are more examples to come, more winners who are going to manifest with this company. And I'm so excited to be part of it, so excited and flattered to have been here to see it happen. So thank you again, everybody. And David, I'm going to leave the final word to you.
Sure. Well, thanks. Well, you know, we try to keep our calls to 25 minutes. Our call is almost 45 minutes tonight, but I don't think there was a wasted word. You know, it was great to hear Nicole talk about her transformation and how great of an experience it was, and it's fun to hear Brandy talking about planting seeds and creating relationships and a team and culture and identifying fantastic people, and Tracy and her professionals and her professionalism, and Jaslyn and her Million Mom Movement and connecting with people through Healthy Happy Hours, and Holly investing in his business and flying up to Alaska, and Dave sharing his concept of the tools and the 10-day transformation. And that's so true. It happened to me just today. Somebody posted on my Facebook wall, hey, you want to join me in a 90-day transformation? And I almost laughed, thinking, 90 days, that's an eternity. Why would I ever want to do something with you for 90 days? So, you know, we got something very, very, very special, and I'm glad to be a small part of it, and looking forward to getting on the road here down to Florida Thursday, and so we hope to see you. Dave's going to be in Clearwater. I'm going to be in Delray Beach. But tomorrow night, I believe we've got a Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike. So those calls are 1 hour earlier, so join Dr. Mike tomorrow night. And if you're in Florida, definitely catch Dave or me on Thursday night. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Brandy. Thanks, Nicole and Holly and Jaslyn and Tracy. And have a great, great night. It was a great call. Thanks, everybody. Bye now.